You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Charlotte and Adam Cameron are the co-founders of The Workers Club, a British clothing and lifestyle brand they founded together in 2015. The pair have more than 30 years of experience combined working in luxury and high street fashion, having met at university in their early 20s before both starting their careers in the industry. Charlotte worked at the Arcadia Group before heading design at an agency that worked with labels like Urban Outfitters, gaining a deep understanding of trends and manufacturing. Adam worked with heritage labels like Burberry, Dunhill, and Macintosh while also working for Mr. Porter, and has been collecting military apparel and outerwear since he was a teenager. The Workers Club is based in the countryside in Oxfordshire with a focus on crafting long-lasting, functional garments with the best possible materials. Here's Adam and Charlotte now with the story of The Workers Club.
So The Workers Club is, I guess, after a culmination of 20 plus years in the industry, both working in the industry, it's the culmination of us creating our first collaborative project of our own, which is basically has to kind of fulfill both of our needs and our passions, I suppose. It's maybe a little hard to define in a nutshell, but it's a menswear brand with very much a focus on being a lifestyle brand and something that is created from the desire to create products that don't date, basically, was our mantra when we started the brand. So very much a focus on quality, whether that's the materials or manufacturing, and it's really creating a brand that's really the kind of the ultimate iconic pieces.
So setting out our brand was a really kind of personal project for both of us, and it was really kind of derived from the fact that we left London and we moved to Oxfordshire, and in doing that we were working from home a lot more, and our kind of usual uniform of what we'd wear to work in the city was changing, and we were questioning every item that we wore and suddenly realised that things like outerwear had to really perform. But being designers, we wanted it to look good. So when we were thinking about what we wanted to create first for our brand, we decided on the shell jacket, and we wanted it to be the ultimate piece of outerwear for men and women. So we actually launched a men's and a women's coat, and it was just one item that came as an interchangeable piece with a gilet and a bomber jacket that both zipped inside. So it was kind of like a three-piece outerwear system. I had never designed menswear before. My whole career has been womenswear and trend. I've worked for high street brands, so it's been very different to what we do now. But I think what I could bring to our business was understanding what was commercial, but really making it the best it could be. So for me, it was great and very indulgent to suddenly be able to use beautiful trims, beautiful hardware, the best fabric we could source. So we really kind of indulged for about 6 months on this outerwear piece until we were happy that it worked well for women and men, that every pocket was functional but not over-designed. It had to be really clean. It had to work for our lifestyle. So, you know, realistically, it was taking the kids to school, but then it was getting in the car and driving to the train station and knowing that we may have to be in a meeting in an hour or two. It had to work in both scenarios. So it sounds like quite a kind of dreamy project, but that's what we wanted this outerwear piece to do. It just had to perform. And also, with that, we were still travelling a lot for work. And things like the fabrication that we use for the shell jacket, you know, we'd go to Japan quite a bit, and it needed to kind of perform and not be too heavy. And if you got caught in the rain, it needed to keep you dry, but it needed to, you know, you didn't want it to be wet for very long, so it needed to this natural cotton fabrication so it could dry quickly. So it was really kind of coming up with an item of clothing that would work in people's lifestyles all around the world.
Thank you. my background probably informed a lot of that. Charlotte mentioned about her background. So I think what's really interesting about us getting together with this brand is that we bring quite different things to the table. So to complement Charlotte's fast-paced, trend-driven background, mine was quite the opposite, I suppose, because I had always worked for luxury heritage brands, so guys like Burberry, Dax, Dunhill. So I guess I was always bringing the archive and the sort of knowledge of how things have been done before, I suppose. So it's something that's always interested me in terms of history and, you know, I collect vintage clothing. So all of these things help inform how I design, I suppose. We had quite an archive of references and creations that we'd made in the past, fabrications that I'd used before, manufacturers that I'd used before. So it was kind of like putting the pieces together and saying, well, we like this and we like that, and putting it all together into this kind of ultimate jacket. But it's really kind of key to stress, I think, for us, because we spent the same amount of time creating this one product as I would have done creating a whole collection normally. So that kind of gives you the weight of how much we really drilled into every aspect of the coat. And that's a process that it's quite a luxury to be given the time to do that. And I think because we weren't under time constraints, we were like, okay, well, let's really nail this. And it has to really appease both of us. And we both have our own, you know, things that we like and challenges for that one coat. So it was quite a challenge, but, you know, it was a fun one.
And wearer trials. We did lots of, you know...
Yeah, and we could ultimately be the best kind of testing ground because we knew exactly how it needed to perform. So whether it's the fabric, you know, we spent a long time saying, well, what has this fabric got to be? And like Charlotte said, you know, we wanted something that was basically all season and all season cloth. So, you know, for me, creating outerwear, I've always designed outerwear, but I was always frustrated by that whole kind of notion of seasonal outerwear. So you have really lightweight jackets in the spring, and then you get to winter and you have like a super heavy down-filled gigantic coat that you wear for about 6 weeks, and then you put it in the cupboard and you won't see it again. So we were quite clear that we wanted this one system to really do all of those jobs. So that's where the kind of layering component element came into being, I suppose.
When it's your own brand and you're launching, there's really nowhere to hide, and you have to be ready for what's out there. And I think you're an unknown brand and it takes time, and you can't be in too much of a hurry, you know, especially with menswear. I think my biggest lesson is it does take time. Guys want to watch you for a bit, they'll do a bit of research on you, they'll do a bit of a kind of cross-examination, then they'll decide to purchase it, then they'll wear it for a bit, then they'll let you know how it's gone. It's a completely, for me, a completely different business. But the thing is, you know, once you get that engagement and you get them on your side, you know, they're a customer hopefully for a long, long time, and you kind of build that rapport with them. So if you're saying it's the best it can be, it's got to deliver on that. As soon as it doesn't, for whatever reason, you're going to hear about it. And I think that's the biggest thing. When it's so personal, you know, when you've worked on this thing for so long, it's really scary to put it out there. But yeah, I guess that's kind of where I feel the scrutiny is really tough, just having nowhere to hide. You can't hide behind a big brand or your boss or a team of people, because it's just you.
I think we have quite, maybe not a unique, but we have a very kind of personal interaction with our customers, and it's kind of been like that from our, you know, if you go back to our very first customer that I will never forget. But we have that kind of open dialogue. And again, I guess it comes back to being small, but people really do appreciate you giving the time to that kind of personal interaction. Our customers feel very happy and encouraged to give us endless feedback, and it's just something that seems to happen with guys that buy our products. We're lucky that we are an online brand primarily, because particularly with what we're going through at the moment. But, you know, having always been online, I guess, is a strength for us starting the brand, you know, not having the pressure of having to always have a bricks and mortar store. But actually, conversely, we've done it the other way around. We've been online for 5 years, then we opened a shop, and we actually saw a benefit to having a physical presence, because there are guys that don't want to buy online, and, you know, they may contact you and ask you questions about your products and you have a dialogue online, but ultimately there is still a guy who wants to come into a shop and he wants to see what he's buying and he wants to meet the people that have made that product. We have been really focused on autumn winter 21 over the last few months. That's been the kind of primary focus for us. So we are in the process of expanding the outerwear offering, and we kind of came to the conclusion maybe a few years ago that we've dabbled in other categories, but we don't want to be all things to all men, because I think it's impossible to really grow all aspects and do them to the same degree. So outerwear is always a focus for us, and we really want to be known as the kind of a destination for outerwear. So we have grown the outerwear range quite considerably, and it's going to market at the moment in terms of wholesale. It's being shown in Japan, and that's been our primary focus, really, is to kind of to expand the range, so that by the time you get to next winter, so August, September of this year, there will be a greater selection of TWC outerwear and kind of different end uses that we maybe haven't touched on in the past, whether it's a slightly smarter, more cleaner overcoat style, a Harrington style. There's other things that we've basically not tackled in the past, so that's what we've been focusing on mostly.
And it's all made in the UK.
All made in the UK, yeah.
Charlotte and Adam Cameron, co-founders of The Workers Club. You can learn more about the label at theworkersclub.co.uk. My thanks to both, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bage. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.